and Dad went to one of the local banks in town, laid out their business proposal, asked for financing to establish Fustell Bakery. And the bakery idea just didn't fly with the bank. They turned them down. So Millie and her husband made an appointment with the other bank in town. And I don't know the order which First National and what was called Stoughton State Bank, but the banks in town. Made a proposal to the second bank in town, and they said no. Now, I don't know the exact trail of how this happened, but somewhere along the line, the fact that they were proposing an idea for a business and having difficulty getting finance, Haskell Friedman got wind of that. So Haskell Friedman contacted DeFustel and said, I'd like to hear about this thing. I'm hearing something about a business. And so they went and sat with Haskell Friedman and laid out the proposal they had for the two banks. And Haskell Friedman said, my God, I like your idea. I'll give you the money. If Haskell Friedman had never stepped up and supported the Fustell proposal, to this day, you, Betty, and everybody else who is very, very pleased to have Fustell Bakery, and it's talked about, it's very successful in the community and around the area, it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Haskell Friedman.